tablet 6. And there was light, Genesis 1, 3b. With these progressions and realizations, with the grace of God, he reached pure consciousness, and there was light. With this, he became the first begotten Son of God. He reached the light, pure consciousness, became Christ, Christos, Krishna, Charisma, God. So he became the same as the Father. And the path he went through became the way and the truth. Whoever wants to go to the Father must walk this path. This is the eternal path, the divine path. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1:4. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1:5. God was very pleased to see his first begotten Son, light, and he distinguished the state of pure consciousness, light, and the path to reach it from the state of being under the influence of the tamaguna and lost darkness. He called that state of clarity of mind day, the state of darkness, I, as separate from God, which is the cause of self-centeredness, he called night. With this, the first period of helping the lost consciousnesses reach pure consciousness, divinity, was finished, and the eternal divine path was realized in doing so. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Genesis 1:6. With the success of his first begotten Son in reaching pure consciousness, God decided, let there be, to create a system which would help the lost consciousnesses, waters, reach pure consciousness, but in a self-sustaining and faster manner. In order to do so, the Divine Father, the Divine Will, planned to create the creation with the help of the Divine Mother, the creative forces, nature. God would see in his mind, universal mind, how things should be created, and then would codify the process in the ethereal state to be manifested later on. He activated the manifested consciousnesses in the universe into different levels, a firmament in the midst of the waters, according to the level of awareness or progress they were in, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Genesis 1:7. These decisions would be created in the ethereal stage first. And God made the firmament. God divided the consciousnesses, waters, according to their state. Those consciousnesses in lower levels and greatly under the influence of the tamaguna were divided from those in higher levels. The ones in the lower levels are those under the firmament, or in the bottom of the hierarchy in the triangle upward. And the ones in higher levels are those at the top, above the firmament. With this also, the seven lokas, worlds, were created, read universe and man. The heavenly hierarchy was created in this stage.